everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And my good friend Adam Carolla is doing a live show right now at the Canyon Club in Agora Hills out there. So let's check in with the Carolla Show and see what's going on live out there in Agora Hills.
Lights, please. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Nice job, retards.
Oh, boy. I didn't know they were doing that. I guess they're doing the Charlie Brown Christmas?
A staged reading, I think.
All of them?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'd like to have seen that.
I think Bald Brian is Sally.
Right.
And Adam is Charlie.
Oh, God.
And Woodstock.
Jesus, I wonder if Jack Silver's out there swearing.
God damn it.
Yeah, I guess he is. Oh. I'd like to have seen that. They put on the whole play in costume?
Yeah, I think in costume.
Ah, hell. Why do we have to work tonight?
I know.
Job's getting in the way of a lot of my fun. All right, Gina Grad is here, and we're going to do the news with Gina Grad, everybody. So get ready.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Yes. What do you do when they turn on what?
Gino, man, with that effing news.
How are you going to do with 2 weeks without that intro?
Oh, yeah, I know. Maybe we'll have some new intros when we get back.
Oh.
Or maybe we can do the news. Can you call me at the news nightly?
Over the break?
Yeah.
You want me to? I'm flattered. Yeah, I'd love to. We'll get drops.
9 o'clock every night?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what's going on with that news?
Well, John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban captured in Afghanistan in 2001, asked U.S. President George Bush to commute the 20-year sentence he is serving for helping the Taliban. Oh. And commute, I mean, you know, to shorten.
Yeah, bet that'd be on top of his list.
Yeah. The 27-year-old was offered the 20-year term in return for his guilty plea in July 2002 to charges of providing services to the Taliban and carrying illegal explosives.
Oh, man.
In this clip, Lynn's lawyer pleads on his behalf to shorten that sentence.
All right, here we go. This lunatic wants to get out of jail. Yeah.
The President of the United States, in an interview on television, referred to John as that poor boy. And I think that was sincere.
Yeah, because he wanted to say that effing bastard, but you can't say that on TV. So he had to use, that poor boy, that poor a-hole is what he is. Guy's siding with the Taliban. Didn't he see all the commercials on the air? When you see a Marines commercial or Army or Air Force or Navy, those guys all have the latest equipment and they kick the living F out of people.
Yeah.
And that guy sided with the other crew?
Yeah. It certainly doesn't make San Francisco look very good.
No. It's like, wanting to go into the NFL and say, hey, listen, you can play for, either... Massachusetts. You can play for, the Boston team, the New England team, or perhaps you can play for, I don't know, maybe the Bears. And a guy goes, no, I want to go with the Lions, man. I can't wait to play for the Detroit Lions. It's a bad choice.
Bad choice.
The other team stinks compared to the United States.
Yes, that's right.
All right, here we go. More of this creepy lawyer trying to get this bigger creep out of jail.
As that poor boy. And I think that was sincere. That's why I've never eliminated, although it's not taken for granted by us, I've never eliminated the idea that President Bush might think it's the right thing to do now that John has served 7 years to give him a commutation.
Oh, please. Who the Christ do you think George Bush is?
Yeah.
You think he's the guy that's going to go easy on terrorists? Haven't you seen any of the crap that he's done over the last 8 years? You can get down on him for unemployment, for education, for the economy, for gas prices, for the war in Iraq, for the war in Afghanistan. But this guy has his foot on the accelerator when it comes to terrorists. You don't see that, Mr. Yeah. Lawyer? You don't see what's going on? He's got these guys in Guantanamo Bay for 7 years without charging him. Your guy was guilty and went to jail. What do you think he's going to do? Release everybody now that he's getting out of the presidency?
Yeah,
that's stupid. If my lawyer said this, I'd fire my lawyer immediately. There's no way this guy's going to commute the sentence of this moron. Oh, Christ almighty.
Yeah.
All right. It's just amazing how really desperate or stupid people are.
Well, and you said if this guy was your lawyer, you'd fire him. But who's the lawyer that took this case?
Yeah,
who took
no
kidding. Who said, me? Oh, me, this will be a shooting ducks in a barrel.
Yeah, so long. He's got another 13 years to think about what an a-hole he is.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's still alive in jail. Nobody's gotten to him.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, school ministers have banned the word obese on letters to parents of fat children in England.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, parents really don't like that
word. What do they call them, healthy?
Well, no. No, not quite, but they won't call them obese. The term has actually been replaced with the phrase very overweight.
Okay.
That's better. Over fears it would upset and stigmatize fat children, as the word obese has become a taboo word.
Yeah, so is their 300 pounds.
Yeah.
obese, I think, is a word that should be around because it motivates some people to doing something about it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think fat is different than obese. You can be like, well, he's fat, but he's not obese. Obese, I think, is a clinical term, right?
Yeah, you can get to obese. I'm fat.
Yeah, I'm fat.
Yeah.
I don't want to be obese.
Randy, why aren't you chiming in?
Because I'm obese.
But you know what? You know what the silver lining of this is? There's fat. There's obese, and then there's morbidly obese.
Uh-oh.
So I think that you're good so far.
I'm not there yet, but I'm on the border.
Are you technically obese?
Yes.
You are?
Oy. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Percentile.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. The Department of Health announced in August that for the first time, parents would be routinely informed if their child was clinically overweight.
Why do the parents have to be sent a letter? Don't they have eyes? And don't they see these kids
are
nude getting out of the shower?
Yeah.
Like, well, there's me son, mate. Well, you know, the school says he's morbidly obese.
Really?
Oh, that's a shame, mate.
We call him husky. Letters are then sent out to parents to make them aware of potential problems with their child's weight, so they go and see their doctor about it if needed. Because, like you said, it has to come from the people that see them 6 hours a day, not 22 hours a day.
Oh, that's so crazy. You know what? The parents should be writing letters to the school.
Yeah, saying, sorry, my kid's obese.
Hey, my kid's going to be in your third grade class next year. You're not going to believe this kid.
He's a two-desker.
You guys better have some benches there, some space, man.
Reinforce those brackets.
You know, I heard today, and I got to look this up to see which fast food chain is doing this, but there's a fast food chain toying with bigger booths and bigger chairs and bigger seats for people.
Oh.
Instead of slimming down, we'll just get bigger chairs, and like they'll look like they're very small in these seats. Like, oh, man, I'm so tiny, I can't even touch my feet on the ground here. Yeah, the chair is 18
Biggie
feet
size
high.
It, my good sir.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're supersizing the furniture. Jesus Christ. It really is a fun time to be alive. There's so many fat a-holes around. It's so great to watch them lumbering around.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
Lumbering.
It's, you know, you get down on the smokers, the drinkers, the drug addicts, the pot smokers.
Yeah.
You know, the speeders, the people who aren't so great at being parents, the gamblers. But goddamn, if you get down on fat people, man, people go crazy. You know, it's like if Santa Anita or a casino just made it easier to gamble.
Yeah.
Like for every dollar you lose, we'll give you 20 cents back.
Yeah.
That's what these franchises are doing. Instead of saying, hey, listen, these people are really fat. We'll just expand the furniture.
Yeah, or maybe text in your bet. You don't even have to get up.
All right, very good. What else going on in the news?
Well, anyway, with all the heat surrounding Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich right now, many celebrities are starting to weigh in on the governor's charges. In this clip, real estate mogul Donald Trump speaks out against Blagojevich and talks about the difference between bravado and criminal activity.
Whoa! Here we go, yeah. Donald Trump.
The guy's a disaster. What happened is a disaster. It's political banter. It's political talk.
And if you've ever sat in a room with politicians, I'm not so sure that most of them aren't talking this way. I want to get this, I want to get that, fundraisers, all the crap.
So he was caught on tape.
The difference is he was caught on tape.
Right.
You could probably take every politician in the country virtually, and every move they make is about fundraising. The difference is this guy was caught on tape, and man, did they catch him. Now, did he do something wrong? I mean, there was no crime. He talked about it.
Right.
And, you know, you could make the case that that was bravado. You could make the case that it was something else. I listened to it closely a few times, and it was, I mean, really stupid. But was it bravado or was it a criminal act?
Yeah, well, it's what the definition of is.
Yeah.
And this guy, the lawyer today who's representing the governor, Blagojevich of Illinois, is going to fight these charges. He's going to say those taps were illegal.
Well, I've heard this before that you can't, they say you can't do that. You can't record somebody without them knowing and then present it as evidence.
Yeah.
Because they could be kidding, they could be sarcastic, they could just be spinning their wheels.
I think you can record, I think the government can record politicians who are supposed to be working for us. But, you know, I think they're, you know, in the time that I've been alive, I've seen politicians really slide into the gutter. They're all that way. Republicans, Democrats, independents, they none of them, with the exception of my good friend Dennis Zine in the Valley, can get anything done. He's the only guy, the only politician that I know that gets things done for the people in his community. Happens to be my councilman. Kick-ass guy, too.
Right.
But everybody else is, they all seem creepy and criminally and
on the take. Do you think they start out that way, or you think they become that?
No, I think they're, before they go into it. They're real creepy.
Oy.
Yeah. I mean, who wants to do that? Who wants to be a politician?
Tim, they want to make change in their community.
No, positive they don't. Influence. They want to make changes in their wallet is what they want to make. Oh, boy. I hate politicians. I really do. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina?
Yes. Well, there's a new trend in the self-help section of many bookstores that is getting a lot of attention right now. It's the idea that you can tell a lot about a person's personality by their blood type.
Wow.
Yeah, the Yahoo.com study gives detailed descriptions of each personality type, and I thought I would give you just a brief overview on some of those.
Right.
Do you know your blood type? Actually, let me guess.
Okay.
I have a feeling you might be, I think you're a mix, but you might be this one. You might be a type O. You're a social butterfly, often popular and self-confident. You're very creative and always love to be the center of attention.
Mm.
You make good leaders. Now, that might not totally be you.
Then I'm type O. What's type A?
I just want to tell you that a good career choice for a type O is a gambler. Career.
Then I'm definitely type O.
Yeah. They say O's are most compatible with other O's and AB's. Now, type A.
AB's.
Right. Type A may seem calm on the outside, but inside they are filled with anxiety and worry. Oh, I'm type A. A is most compatible with A and AB in the love department. Common career choices are accountant, librarian, economist, writer, and gossip columnist.
What about type B?
Type B is very goal-oriented, outgoing and charming. You're good at reading people and providing support. Oh, that might be you. B is most compatible with B and AB, and often career choices for them are cooks, hairdressers, military leaders, and talk show hosts.
Ah, so I'm a type B-O.
And finally, not surprising, ABs can be very dualistic.
You know what blood type you are?
I don't.
Randy, what type are you?
The fat type.
Type F?
Yeah.
I've been nagged by my parents forever to ask, and I keep forgetting.
I don't know what type I am.
Mostly they don't tell you until you're in the emergency room. They don't find out.
I don't know anybody knows what type they are. I mean, people know their credit score, they know their cholesterol, they know their dress. They know, with the great porn sites on the internet, but nobody knows their blood type.
I think you're a type B, judging by this.
Yeah, I don't know. I know I was born Rh negative. That's all I know.
Well, you might be shy if you're an AB and outgoing at the same time, hesitant and confident. Your soulmate is usually any other blood type if you're an AB. And common career choices are bartender, lawyer, teacher, or social worker.
Hmm.
There you go.
Interesting. Find out what blood type you are, everybody.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. All right, what else is going on in the news?
Well, finally, all you movie lovers out there may have to take a break from going to those theaters soon, as the Screen Actors Guild is still debating as to whether or not they're going to go on strike.
Oh, boy.
So it might be a long spring there.
Oh,
in this
man.
Clip, National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator Doug Allen speaks out about how actors need to be fairly compensated for entertainment that appears online.
Okay, this is a rather long clip, but we do have a lot of actors in Los Angeles and Southern California listening to this program. So we're going to play most of it, and he's going to break down what you folks are going to be voting on, whether you should strike or not strike. That's the question. We're going to take a break and come back and play this, and then continue with the news with Gina Grad. And actors, if you want to chime in, do you want to strike? Actors, do you want to strike in this crazy economy? Is it worth going out on strike? But I've read some of what the producers are looking for, and I'm not sure. I'm on the fence on this one. So leave it up to the producers and directors and obviously the actors. But actors, are you ready to strike? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad's doing news with us. We're live at 97.1 FM.
The things you do to me, I never could believe the way you are. Every day I bless the day that you got through to me, 'cause baby, I believe that you're a star. Everyone's a winner, baby, that's the truth.
That's the truth.
Making love to you is such a thrill. Everyone's a winner, baby, that's no lie.
That's no lie.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Before we get back to the news, we got to congratulate Sam Marino. Where is she? She's just in there.
I'll find her.
Sam Marino is our screener when Gina's not around. And she's been with us, I believe, for, I don't know, 2 years? A year? Just 1 year? She is turning 21, tonight. 21 years old. Look at that. Remember the last time you turned 21 or the only time you turned 21?
It was good times.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago for you.
Yeah.
When I turned 21, it was 1984.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Thanks, Ernie. Yeah, 1984. And I, turned, 21. Hey, Sammy, come in here for a second. I don't want to say happy birthday to you properly. When did you turn 21? 1995? 1998?
It was
99. Okay. Yeah. All right, Sam Marino. Let's put Sam on the mic over here. Pull one of those mics up, brother. Sam Marino, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
21 today. Or tonight.
Tonight, midnight.
Tonight at midnight. You turned 21 years old.
Yes.
That's great. What are you going to do? What are the big plans?
Well, tonight, I don't know. BJ's are Fridays. It's a thing to do in Valencia, actually.
Right. Really so fun. Right after midnight, you're going to start drinking.
Right.
Until what? You're 50?
Exactly. That's the plan. So, good. It's going to be a good time.
Now, how is she going to get away with drinking with such a conservative family?
My dad doesn't drink ever.
That doesn't fly with the Marinos.
Yeah, that's true.
No, not at all.
Donnie's got to loosen up and have a beer once in a while.
I know. It's going to be rough. I'm going to have to sneak around. It's not going to be good.
I know. It's unbelievable. So you're the third of the Marino kids.
I am the third.
You are the third.
Yes.
So his youngest is going to be 21.
Aww.
Youngest girl.
Yeah. And you,
we
you
have
got,
four kids.
And you got hair extensions for your birthday?
I did. My
that's
sister
great.
Gave them to me. Yeah.
Those are hair extensions?
Yeah. They're
damn,
like bonded.
Girl, those look great.
Like,
$3,000 worth of hair extensions.
I know.
They look amazing. You look like Barbie.
Oh, thank you. Oh, seriously. I don't know if I was going for that, but thank you.
You do. You have that long mermaid hair. It looks beautiful.
That's because I didn't blow dry it today, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, you got a boyfriend at 21 or
I
no?
I don't, no.
Nah? What's going
me
on
and boyfriends?
With you?
No.
Not so much.
You don't like to just have one dude, huh?
I haven't found anyone that I really like that much.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why? Are they too boring to...
I feel like that's mainly it.
Is that right?
They're all kind of boring. Like,
yeah.
They're cool for like a few days, and then you're like, not so much. Yeah. Not for me.
Now, are you on MySpace? I mean, you're looking for guys, or is it just you're
I'm
just
not,
having
no,
fun?
No, I mean, I have friends on MySpace, yes. I'm not looking.
Right.
I mean, if someone comes along, that's fine.
I'm not trying. I'm not trying to
give out your MySpace.
Yeah, say let's not pimp out Sammy. But she's depriving Los Angeles of this punum, the Shayna punum. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, you the Marino parents did well with you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, very well. And what are you looking for in a dude?
This is going to sound really weird, but I really like argumentative people.
Oh. Argumentative
I enjoy
people?
Them, yes.
Really?
A lot.
All right. So,
they're not boring ever. There's always something to talk about.
People yelling at you and stuff?
For sure. Papa Marino. Come on, what did I grow up
she
with?
She knows how to deal with argumentative men, Tim. She doesn't know how to deal with yes men.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, what do you do with them?
Yeah, I know. Kick them out.
Miserable familiarity.
All right, what's the whole weekend plan here?
So, tomorrow night, I'm going to a club called Tokyo. And then Papa Marino got us 2 hotel rooms at the Renaissance.
Wow.
I know.
You guys must be doing well
going
with the cars.
Going big Father of the Year, right?
Cars must be moving off the lot.
Making the big bucks.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, Lucky Strike. Which I hear is loads of fun, so I'm really excited about it.
You're
going
to love it. You're going to have so much fun.
And you can drink legally.
I know. Right. Don't have bowling. To drink in the parking lot before you go in this time.
Yeah. Randy, please. You know, don't buster us. Randy keeps saying in my headphones, please remind her not to drink and drive. You know that. Jesus Christ. Why
are
you still a party?
I want to get a breathalyzer. Is that weird?
For your 21st birthday party?
Yeah, no. I just want one because, you know, you turn 21 and then you think, I've had a few drinks and now I can drive.
Right.
However,
so you want to get breathalyzer so you can.
So I can do it before I get in the car.
Well, I don't know how accurate those things are. And like, if you're like a 0.075, you're like, hey, I'm fine.
You lean out the car all belligerent. No, dude, because mine says 0.079. Yeah. My
and
friend.
Then it's like, great. Oh, well, ours from the state says 0.20, so come with us, young lady. Yeah.
Actually, my brother's friend that lives with us. They sell the police equipment to the policeman, so
excellent.
I want to get one from him.
Oh.
All right, well, congratulations. And
you.
You're doing an excellent job here. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Me too.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thank you. Sammy Marino, man.
So
turning
awesome.
21. Look at that. Jesus Christ. A lot of young kids working around here, man. I turned 21 during the Olympics of 84.
Jesus Christ.
You know, and Holyfield was fighting. When you
turned 21, I was still in my dad's junk.
Whoa.
You were into your dad's junk?
No, I was in my dad's junk.
Oh, in your dad's junk. All right,
that's
now you're
great.
Just into it?
And you're right, Tim. During that entire interview with Sam, I did the math, and yes, 1999.
Yeah, 1999.
Thank you.
All right, let's continue. What's going on with that news there, Gina Grab?
Oh, we're done? No, we're finishing up.
All right, here
Mr.
is
Doug Allen.
Yeah, here is the clip from the Screen Actors Guild and telling us all about the strike. And we're going to play a lot of this because this really explains what the strike is going to be all about.
And people who think that it doesn't affect them, if you see movies or television, it affects you.
Well, not only that, but if you have a cleaners, or if you have a restaurant that caters to movie people or actors and actresses, you got all kinds of crap, you know, even selling cars and stuff like that. The actor strike might happen. Here is what the actors are fighting for.
I'm Doug Allen, SAG National Executive Director and your Chief Negotiator. You may have a lot of questions about the upcoming strike authorization referendum, and you're probably giving a great deal of thought to how you'll vote on the referendum ballot. Voting on issues like this is an important part of your membership in SAG and a big responsibility. I wanted to talk to you for just a couple of minutes about some of the critical new media issues that are really at the heart of these negotiations. First, and most importantly, I believe a yes vote on this strike referendum empowers the National Board and the National Negotiating Committee to get you a fair deal.
Oh, they're calling for a yes vote. All you actors out there. Oh, boy.
It does not mean a decision has been made to strike.
No.
It is about increasing our leverage and sending a strong, unified message to the employers that actors will fight to preserve their ability to earn a living as a professional. While nearly half of actors' earnings come from residuals, management wants you to give up residuals in original made-for-new media programs, which very likely could mean the end of future residuals.
Oh, boy. They want the end for residuals? That's how these actors make money.
Yeah.
These residuals. Oh, man.
We know and they know that entertainment programming is moving from broadcast and cable television to new media formats.
I hate that term, by the way. I know they have to use it, and there's not really another term you can, but new media formats.
Yeah, they mean online.
It's so, like, politically correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're discussing new media outlets.
You know, the web, holograms, all of it.
Jesus new media Christ. Formats.
New media formats. Hey, how's your new media formats, bro?
We must be a valued, productive part of this migration and of every new media format. Consider this. CBS and NBC Broadcast are now running promotional ads for programming that will play only on the internet at CBS.com and NBC.com.
Good for CBS. Let's go.
And Sony is now selling a big screen HD TV that has a direct to internet connection and downloadable television shows and movies.
Uh-oh.
That's right. No computer, just a high speed internet running from your cable box to your television.
That sounds cool. You can bypass regular TV and just download what you want, when you want. It comes right on your TV.
Yep.
I got to get that from Sony. Hey, this guy's talking me into all the new media formats. I like this guy.
How long before this is the standard? And all television...
In my house? Probably by next week. I like this.
...and is distributed via the internet and a multitude of other new media platforms. The obvious answer is not long. So it is critical that we all understand that new media is really now media. It will be the platform of choice for television programming, not in decades, but in months or years.
Wow. Hey, you know, by the way, speaking of new media formats, I don't know if Randy wants to talk about this on the air, but you don't have cable, right?
I canceled my cable service a couple months ago.
And you watch TV solely from the internet?
I watch it solely with Hulu.com and Netflix's new online service, and it's a website Gina turned me on to, SurfTheChannel.com. I watch all my TV online, and I watch a lot of TV.
But you take it from your computer and put it on your TV set.
Yeah, I have my little Mac laptop that I plug into my HD TV, and it's perfect quality.
So great.
And it plugs in digitally. I use my computer. You know, I have a 42-inch computer at home now.
Right.
And I, you know, surf the internet. You know, I can go on Hulu. And the stuff on Hulu is 480p. It's HD quality, and you can go full screen. It's better than watching TV.
And no cable or satellite charges for you.
No cable or satellite charges. I only pay, you know, $30 a month for a super high-speed internet connection. And I don't have. I used to pay $100 a month for cable.
That's what I'm paying, $109 a month. I'm getting tired of it. All right, here we go. Doug Llewellyn talking about what? Huh. It's not Doug Llewellyn?
Doug Allen.
Doug Allen, I'm sorry. Doug Allen. Talking about the strike and what these actors are looking for.
The AMPTP claims that this bad deal is necessary because they need to experiment with new media.
Uh-oh.
And they'll renegotiate these terms with us in a few years.
Uh-oh.
Well, all we can say is, been there, done that. It didn't happen.
You love cliches, don't you?
Sounds like he's in high school.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
All we have to say is not.
Yeah. Been there, done that. You're really monotone guy throwing out these terms that you'd hear back in junior high.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. It didn't happen that way with home video or DVD or cable television. We can't afford to trust that management will revisit new media residuals in the future. Once the money is in their pockets, it will be all but impossible to yank it back out. And then there's the question of union jurisdiction. Management is demanding that we allow them to produce original new media productions non-union, under our contract, when the program costs under $15,000 per minute to produce. That's insanity. These are your good union jobs that would be sacrificed. And we all know that there are many, many producers making long-form movies and national commercials for budgets below $15,000 per minute. Lots of them. In fact, SAG has over 800 non-AMPTP productions signed to our union new media agreement.
Oh, boy. All right, folks. It looks like SAG might be going on strike in this economy. Let's open the phones for the actors and actresses out there. I don't call you all actors anymore. Mm. Not like SAG does. The Screen Actors Guild will call you Best Female Actor and Best Male Actor.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I don't use those terms anymore for one reason. No guy ever says to another guy, hey, you're not going to believe this. I met a hot chick the other day. Oh, really? Well, what does she do for a living? She's a female actor.
You mean like a female impersonator?
No, she's a female actor. You know, like they used to call them actresses?
Right.
But she's a female actor. She's hot.
So she's a feminist, militant feminist.
No, she's just a female actor.
Oh.
Jesus Christ! Not using that term anymore! Like it. Yeah, they use female actor. No guy uses that term. And they're not going to make me use it for the rest of my life.
Ever, yeah.
I will die using the word actress, using the word flight attendant, stewardess, and waitress. All right?
Is that gonna
and
be on
secretary.
Is it going to be on your tombstone?
And firemen and policemen and congressmen. I'm using them all until I die, you sons of bitches. You can change those words for the next generation or for the generation after that, but I'm dying with the words that I was taught.
Huh.
And that's actress and stewardess.
So what if your assemblyman is a woman?
Then she's going to be called an assemblyman, and if she doesn't like it, she can take her ass off the assembly line and go home and sit in the effing house.
Oh.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I like fireman. I don't like fire person or firefighter.
Fire individual.
F them all. All right, actors and actresses, men and women, with SAG. You guys want to go on strike? Here's your opportunity to tell the world or tell Southern California or tell me. I don't know. 520-9710. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Credit card? Can I get my measuring device?
Tim, we're on the air.
How much thicker do you guys promise? Isn't that the same as the thing as wider?
Tim?
Hey, Timmy, we're on the air.
Okay. All right, no, yeah.
Gina, I think
hot
he's ordering.
Mic, Tim,
I just
hot
need
mic.
My measuring device.
Gina, is he ordering Prolixis?
I don't know. He's ordering his measuring device.
God damn it. Why don't you guys... Now, the red light wasn't even on.
Yeah, it's been on for 20 seconds.
Tim, it's like a fry cooker in there. It
please,
was on.
Jesus Christ.
Can't you wait till after the show to call your penis pills?
Dump all that crap. All right, should the Screen Actors Guild go on strike? They're threatening a strike, and that means all of the Screen Actors Guild. Every one of you is out there, all you great actors, will be sitting at home, cooling your heels in the middle of this recession. Is it worth it? I don't know. I don't know. Jim on the 405, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, Tim, what are you doing? Ordering chlamydia?
Hey, get out of here. Get out of here, jackass. I ought to come down to
a... Hey, listen to me, though. Listen. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, hey, listen. The problem with this the leadership we got right now is they are inept. They could have... What they should have done is taken a short-term deal, the same deal that was offered that the writers accepted for 2 years or something like that, or 3 years, because of this economy right now. This is not the time to be going on strike. We saw what the writers' strike did. If the actors go on strike right now, all it's going to do, they're going to get nowhere, and they're just going to have a bunch of bad blood from everybody, everywhere.
Now, you're obviously in the guild.
I've been in the guild for over 20 years.
And what have we seen you? Anything interesting?
You've seen me in a lot of stuff.
All right. Look at you. Making a living.
Yeah.
Huh?
A lot of stuff.
Now,
but I'm going to tell you.
So you're going to vote no on the strike?
I'm absolutely. Not only am I voting no, I'm talking to everybody I know to tell them to vote no. And I'm this leadership that we have right now is just inept.
No
bueno. It's the worst leadership that in 20 years that I've ever seen for this year.
Oh, boy. All right, man. So if you do go on strike, when is that supposed to happen?
Well, they're sending out the authorization supposedly on the 2nd of January. Originally, they were going to send them out when everybody was on vacation because this way a lot of people wouldn't vote, and then they'd be able to push it through easier, the authorization. But then they got too many people were moaning and groaning, so now they're sending them out on January 2nd, so at least they'll get a legitimate vote.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And so that could, that's going to cripple a lot of this economy, too.
Well, you know what, Tim? It's just, you got to be an American first, you know what I mean? And then a member of the union. You got to be both. You understand what I mean? And don't let these people just push us around, because I know they pushed me around before, too, the producers. But the bottom line is, you know, you gotta have some common sense. If they go out on strike now and it's any kind of a lengthy strike, we go out on strike now and it's any kind of a lengthy strike, you know, look where the soup that we're in now. How much worse can it get? It'll get a hell of a lot worse, particularly in LA. And I don't think we're feeling it as bad as a lot of places in this country yet.
No, I think you're right. There's no big factories out here like in, you know, Detroit and the Midwest that are closing down.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I hope you don't go on strike and continue success with that big career of yours.
No, it ain't a big career. It's enough that I eat.
Yeah, you're making a little money here. You're enjoying yourself.
A little bit here.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right, well, listen, you guys got a great show.
Thank you, sir. All right, take care of yourself. All right, there he goes. Jimmy on the 405, man. That guy knows what he's talking about. All right, the actors out there, the Screen Actors Guild. Is it time to strike or is it time to take a deal? I mean, I think the producers sort of have you by the short ones. Because of this economy. And it's real tough to call a strike when there's a lot of people being thrown out of work. To voluntarily leave work during a strike, I think there are a lot of scabs out there that might be willing to come in and take those jobs from you. I'm looking at two of them right now. They're both sleeping. Hey, wake up, you two. It's still Thursday. Got another day left. All right, David in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
All right. Now, you're an actor?
I'm an actor.
Good for you. And you're making a decent living?
Pretty decent. You know, I'm not making Brad Pitt money, but, you know.
Yeah, you're doing okay.
All right, yeah.
You still get excited when the agent calls?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, depends on what it is.
Yeah, but when there's like a part you really want, you got it. You got to feel good about that.
Exactly.
All right, yeah. So what do you think? Strike or no strike?
I don't want to, but you know what? I think we should.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
I think the, you know, I agree with the previous caller. Our leadership is pretty inept.
How long do you think you could stay on strike and not have to take out loans or tap a credit card?
Well, I have another job.
Oh, you do? What else do?
I'm smart. I'm a banker.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
All right. So you can sit on the sidelines for a while.
Yes, I can.
All right. Have we seen you in anything?
Yeah, I've done a lot of TV shows, commercials.
The one where everybody goes, oh, yeah, I know who you are?
24.
You're in 24 a lot?
I wasn't 8, yeah, 24.
Yeah, good for you. Well, then you must be a good actor. They don't hire crappy actors for that show.
No, they don't.
I know that for a fact. You know, a lot of these sitcoms, you know, they'll bring on, you know, like the producer's wife or kids that they part. But 24, you got to be an actor.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Good for you.
I just, any of those producers out there listening, you know, I think they're going to end up run the industry right into the ground, just like those CEOs of the automotive industry.
Yeah, I know. You know, it seems like a lot of the profits that these big companies are making, and I'm not just talking about entertainment, but I'm talking about, you know, hardware stores and telephone companies, oil companies. It seems like all the profits are going to the CEO and very little of it's going back to the, you know, the stockholders.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to stop that somehow. All right, Bubba, well, congratulations on that 24.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care of yourself. There he goes, man. Some decent actors listen to this show. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The Screen Actors Guild is calling for a strike vote. They're calling for a yes strike vote. Think that's a good idea? Bobby in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, man.
All right. Are you in the Screen Actors Guild?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Definitely say no.
What are your dues every month?
For me, it's 700 some bucks a month.
$700 a month?
Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
Now listen.
So you must be doing well.
I'm doing all right, man, but the problem is not everybody has Tom Cruise money.
Right.
And the problem is that when the writers went on strike, I supported them, and I mean, I didn't work the whole time. Now, do you think they're going to get our backs?
I hope they do.
I bet they won't.
I hope they do.
I bet they won't.
I hope they do.
I hope so, too, but...
I bet they won't.
Hey, I bet they won't.
I bet they do.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I hope they do, because that would be that'd be rude if they didn't.
They won't, and that's the whole issue about this thing is that right now, because the way the economy is right now, no, it's not going to work out like that.
Yeah, You know, what really sucks is that all this talk is coming around the holidays when, you know, you're going to spend money on family and friends for the holidays. Now you're like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. There's like one person that put up streetlights on the block.
I know, it sucks. My neighbor did the same thing. Nobody's put them up.
No.
And I'm not even putting up, but because I'm leaving, you know, tomorrow or Saturday for 2 weeks.
Right. But we didn't even get a Christmas tree this year.
Well, we got a Christmas tree. We got a decent tree out there.
We didn't. Yeah. I don't have kids, but it's just a fact of like, man, you know.
Yeah, I got a 3-year-old, so I had to get a tree.
Yeah,
I only spent $30 on it. I didn't get a big one. I got $30.
Yeah, if you got kids, you got to do that.
Yes, of course you do.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Bobby, thanks for calling. Congratulations on that great career you got going out there, man. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Rostandy and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 971fmtalk.com.